Hello, Power FM.
Hi, it's Andrew Farris.
Hello.
Hey, how are you going? Sorry about that. Our phones are a pain in the absolute butt. Can you hear us all right?
Yeah, everything's good.
Awesome.
All right, perfect, because sometimes it's buzzy.
It can be crackly or buzzy or whatever.
It's a great time we have here.
No, there's no crackle or fuzz. It's all good.
Oh, okay. Perfect.
Amazing.
So we're just going to record this now and we'll play it out later in the week, possibly even on Friday, being like the new album comes out today.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's right. It'll come out on March 19th, exactly.
All right, perfect.
Okay. It's the Power FM Brekkie Show, Josh and Maddie. We have got a very special guest. I'm very excited.
I'm excited.
Nervous.
I think my dad, when we got offered this interview, I was like, if I don't take it, my dad, I think, will disown me as a child.
Same.
So not that it's someone that I don't want to talk to. I'm very, very excited to talk to this person, especially because they have their own brand new debut self-titled album coming out today, this Friday, March 19th, today.
Yep.
We are talking about Mr. Andrew Farris, who you might recognize from INXS, and he's on the phone. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, guys. How are you?
Well, I am very excited to be chatting with you. I've been a fan, ever since I first heard, I think my first INXS song was Need You Tonight. Heard that song. My mum played it for me, and I was obsessed ever since. I've been following each member's careers ever since, and I am pumped that you have new music out.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Well, what has made you finally decide to come out after all these years with your own album?
Well, I've always been a songwriter. Just like you guys were just talking about, and amongst songs over the years I'd written, I had some that I'd never recorded with other artists and or myself. Oh, I had recorded them, but it was really rough demos. You see, like I wasn't happy with the recordings, so I started re-recording a lot of my older and newer songs I'd written just recently, and I wanted to make the recording quality much, much better than just rough demos, and that's how my journey started.
There you
awesome.
Go.
Now, it's a bit of a different sound from what people may expect from, your previous band. Did you always want to do more country-style songs?
Yeah, look, I've always been a songwriter, always will be, and I'm a big fan of country music because it all begins with a song. At least that's an expression they have in country music. But also I love it because a lot of the songwriting in country music is quite gritty, and it doesn't necessarily go down the same pop road, and sort of cheesy thing.
Yeah.
A lot of it, has a kind of, I don't know how to put it, just as a songwriter, it's something that really appeals to me, and that's another reason that I've chosen the country music genre.
Yeah.
Now, you are going to be touring this album, obviously pending COVID, of course. You're kicking off in April, and I feel a lot of people are going to come and see the show and expect you to play a couple of INXS songs. Over your time since, kind of being a little bit incognito out of the spotlight, what would you say, though, is the most popular song people request you to play from INXS? Because I would say Never Tear Us Apart. Josh would probably go Need You Tonight, but what does everyone suggest?
Well, I mean, INXS was recording over a period of like almost 30 years, and I think we went through different phases of our career.
Yeah.
And for me as a songwriter, and with Michael especially, because we wrote so much together, people would have different favourites from different eras. But I got to say, you're lucky if anyone likes you, which is what John Lennon used to say.
Yeah.
And, I'm fortunate that people want to hear any of these songs. And so I have been thinking of reworking some of the INXS songs that I've written or co-written, for INXS, and I'm excited to be able to present those to people too.
Well, that sounds pretty exciting. Now, I had a quick stalk of your Insta before we had this chat, and you have a lot of hats present in your photos. How many hats do you actually own, and do you have a favourite?
I've still got hair on my head, believe it or not. That's not why I'm wearing a hat. It's more because I'm a big fan of 19th century hats more than anything.
Mm.
Right up till the steampunk era, really sort of late 20s, but especially the old cowboy hats. I've got some that, are like 100 years old, and they're made of buffalo hide and stuff, and they're just super cool. It's like I think the thing is you can't walk into a store and say, oh, I want one of those, please. You really have to look for them. And that, for me, is where it gets intriguing because, of course, not all hats are the right size for me, So that's part of my journey with that. But also because how the Western part of my country music thing started, my infatuation with the Old West, is I was re-recording, as I said, some of my older and newer songs, and especially in Nashville. And then I took a horse riding trip down to the Mexican border during my time as a break. Marlena, my wife, and I went down there. And I had an education by riding horses for 6 hours a day, 6 days straight, of what went on in that area down there, where you had the Apache Indians, Mexican people across the border. You had the Apache Indians, you had the U.S. Cavalry, you had the cowboys, you had the settlers and the outlaws. And I went back to Nashville, and my mind was just on fire from what I'd just seen. And I thought, you know what? I'm a songwriter. This is just, I know how to make my album now. I know what I'm doing.
Is that where, I watched the video clip for Run Baby Run, is that kind of where that, the idea for that started? Because the video clip for that is very Western, like it's set in the Western. Is the lyrics and the sound and everything kind of attributed to that experience?
Yeah, that's right. A lot of that, exactly. My wife, Marley, helped me, and the video director, Duncan, helped me stylize that video. I like watching that video.
No? So do I. It's a good video.
You know, it's like watching a little film.
Yeah.
But I actually was playing the Gympie Muster at the Country Music Festival in Queensland, and the steam train pulled in, and I thought, oh, you know what? You've got to be kidding me. And that was just a coincidence. But
Everything
I've been doing is not beginning to feel like a coincidence. I don't know how to explain that.
Mm.
I don't know if you've ever had times in your life when certain doors keep opening for you, so you just keep walking through them. Well, this is one of those experiences for me right now. But I've made other videos that have that Western theme in them. If you want to go check out my YouTube channel, you'll see what I mean.
Yeah, one other thing that I did notice is I respect you immensely for the music you've made and your career, but one thing I very much respect about you is, sir, you can grow a beard. You can grow a fantastic beard. And as a fellow, I like to think of myself as a beard grower. Maddie, you can attest to this. There is a little speckle.
It's a bit of a stubble beard. I wouldn't call it a full-on beard, but it might get there.
I need some pointers. How do you get that glorious thing on your face to grow?
Good question. Just put a bit of fertilizer on it.
Okay.
Water.
Okay.
Sit out in the sun for a while.
Fantastic.
And it'll all just come out of you, mate.
Okay. Awesome.
And
thank you.
And start singing some country music songs, and I'm sure it'll just grow as you sing to it.
Yeah, that's right.
There you go. Play something with banjo or fiddle in it, and, there you go.
Awesome.
Well, Andrew, your self-titled album is out today. Congrats again, and we can't wait to listen to it all.
Cool. Well, thank you very much for talking to me.
No worries.
Perfect. Thanks. All done. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Have a great day.
Yeah, you too. See ya.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.